This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. There are often multiple water sources available to irrigate lawns and gardens, including tap water, well water, rainwater, gray water, spring water, and pond or lake water. For the May K-State Garden Hour, Jay Harris, Extension Horticulture Agent for the Cottonwood District, discussed these water sources and how they differ. He says that rainwater, for example, is an excellent source for watering and discussed how to harvest rainwater for use in the home garden and landscape.
I know on my lawn, I can always tell when you've had a nice rain, the lawn looks better than if you water it with my well water. So it's naturally soft, so it has fewer concentrations of magnesium and calcium because it didn't come off of the rocks. pH of rainwater is usually less than 7, means it's slightly acidic. So one thing with rainwater, this is a very common practice in Western Kansas and all over the state of Kansas, is rainwater harvesting. So in the summertime, 40% of our household water is used for outdoor watering. Pretty high percentage there. And the plants may be more vibrant and hardy when irrigated with rainwater. We talked about that a little bit. So why not try to collect that rainwater so that you can use it at a later time? Standard rain barrel can be made out of most any clean type of barrel that you can find. Some rain barrels are even decorative. So the most common method is collect rainwater as it comes off a roof. These barrels need to be equipped with screens and covers to filter out debris and also keep out insects or even small animals. You can use a new or contaminant-free 55-gallon drum. You can use these and convert them into a rain barrel. I have people ask me quite a bit or quite often if they can use these 250-gallon chemical shuttles. I would definitely advise against that because of the chemical that could be present still in that chemical shuttle. So I definitely advise against using those. Sometimes your garden supply centers will have ready-made barrels, something that you can go buy from them. And when you install these, you need to have a spigot installed near the base of that. And if you can attach it to a garden hose, that's the best thing, so then that you can get that water to where you need it. But if you can't get that elevated high enough, have it high enough then that you can get a water can underneath of it or some other way that you can fill it up and use that water where you need it. One thing to definitely keep in mind, it's good for your plants, but it is not drinkable water. It is not something that you want to be drinking. The other thing about rainwater harvesting, check your local ordinances if it's legal to collect rainwater. There are some parts of the United States that it is illegal to collect rainwater. And there are also some places where there are certain laws in effect that you have to follow. In Kansas, collecting rainwater is legal. And this is because of the Kansas Water Appropriation Act. It protects our right to harvest rainwater to use for domestic purposes only. Some states have restrictions. You might have to have a licensed contractor install whatever you're collecting the rainwater in. And if you live in a homeowner association, there might be regulations related to the design of the barrels or how you might have to cover them up so that everybody can't see them. Be sure before you put rain barrels in, make sure that you know it's legal to do it where you're at. Most sources of water are good for your lawn or garden. We're trying to do whatever we can to keep them healthy and producing like we want them to. But the big thing is to test your water source. Make sure you know what you are putting on your garden, especially if you're going to be consuming produce from that area. All of these are good sources to use, but just make sure it's being tested so we know what you're using.
That's Jay Harris, the horticulture agent for the Cottonwood Extension District. He says if you harvest rainwater, size the barrel according to how much water you need and try to empty the barrel about every 30 days. To watch the entire presentation, do an online search for K-State Garden Hour. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.